أربعة للبودكاست. ألو، إزيك يا ماريا؟ أنا كويس الحمد لله، وإنت عاملة إيه؟ أخبار الشغل إيه؟ طب تمام، ممتاز جدا، فعلا ممتاز جدا، الله يقويك يا رب. الرحلة؟ يا ريتك ما فكرتيني. يعني بص، عايز أقولك أنا في أجازة ومش في أجازة. مش هتصدقي لو قلتلك أنا بقالي يومين في الفندق لحد دلوقتي ومش عارف أتحرك لأروح فين ولا أجي منين، والموضوع بقى مستفز جدا بالنسبة لي، وكأني رحلتي لسه ما بدأتش وأنا خلاص قربت أزهق. أنا لسه مخلص ميتنج مع الشباب كده على السريع بخصوص البرنامج الجديد اللي هنعمله في رمضان. أيوة، كنت مع فريق التحرير، الحمد لله الأمور كلها زي الفل، خلاص اتفقنا على الخطوط العريضة وإن شاء الله هنعمل برنامج ممتاز جدا. أنا حاول أطلع دلوقتي أتمشى في الطريق، لو عرفت إن أنا أعمل حاجة النهاردة فضلت وكملت، ما عرفتش أنا هحجز وارجع وخلص، وكده كفاية عليا لحد دلوقتي. مع السلامة، أشوفك على خير.
Good afternoon, sir. Do you need a ride?
Yeah. Thank you.
So, where are you heading?
I'm sorry? What?
Where do you want to go?
To El Plaza, El Plazoid, something like that.
El Palacio de Sal?
Yes. Yes, that one. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, the South Palace Hotel. Looks like you are here on vacation.
Yeah, how did you guess?
Every person goes to that hotel is a tourist. Besides, you couldn't pronounce the name correctly.
Clearly, I made it obvious. It's just I don't know where to go or who to talk to. I don't know anyone here.
Well, this might be your lucky day. I happen to know someone. I will text her and let her know. She will meet you in the lobby at 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Sir, a friend is waiting for you in the lobby.
Oh, thank you. I'm coming.
Hello there, my friend.
Hi, it's you, Asma.
How have you been?
I'm good. What about you? And what are you doing here?
I'm good too. I have been recently managing some tours. Then I heard you were struggling here and didn't know where to go. Is that right?
Yes, I don't know anyone here, and I'm afraid if I go by myself, I will get lost in this big city.
I will make sure you enjoy your trip. But before we go exploring, I would like to tell you fun fact about Salar de Uyuni. Did you know that it is the largest salt desert in the world? It says so right in the name, because Salar actually means salt flat in Spanish.
That's interesting.
Don't get surprised. You're going to find it salt on the beach and also in the hotels.
Really? This hotel too? Where is it?
Literally everywhere. on walls, on bed frames, on tables, on the ground. Everything is almost made of salt. Let us go outside. I'll show you. Come on. You see, when Salar the Uyuni became very popular, the investors wanted to come and build hotels so they can benefit from the tourists. Yet there was one problem faced. They didn't have enough conventional construction materials. So they used salt blocks to build this hotel. Until now, generations of workers are called salt miners. They cut and make blocks of salt for a living. And that's not the only interesting thing about this place. But for now, let us hit the road and you'll see it yourself.
I must say, I'm really excited right now.
That's the spirit. I almost forgot. Did you bring sunglasses and a camera?
Yes. Why?
Because you'll definitely need them. I'm sure you're wondering why it is called the Salt Desert.
Before I came here, I thought it was a lie. How could that exist?
There's an interesting story behind it. Let us go back in time for a little bit. Exactly 40,000 years ago, there was a lake covering all the area. Due to climate changes and a rising temperature, the big lake turned into small lakes. And years later, it all dried out, leaving the salt flat everywhere. This salt flat is keeping on spreading due to minerals underground. And after thousands of years, my friend, big part of Bolivia would turn into salt.
Mind blowing?
We have a whole list of places to go. But since you are the tourist, or the tourista as they say here, I will let you decide. Check the card.
That hotel provided me with this touring car, with places and restaurant here. To be honest, I don't know a word of Spanish. I will let you decide.
Como quieras, mi amigo.
What was that?
It is Spanish. It means as you wish, my friend.
I only know Spanish as hola and sí. That's it.
Don't you worry, I will teach you later. Swift in your steps, my friend, we are heading to the Cactus Island.
Wow, that's a lot of cactus.
One interesting thing here is the cacti spreading all over the place.
I thought cactus grows in deserts.
Not necessarily. One good base of information is that cactus here grows 1 centimeter every 1 year, which means that this big number of cacti here are so old that every cactus is almost 100 years old.
Oh, what was that?
That's a llama. It is one of many creatures living here. Oh, check this side. There's a flamingo over there.
How many animals are there?
In addition to llamas and flamingos, there's also vicuñas.
What is that?
It is a type of mammals, and it is more like a llama cousin.
It's the first time I see one.
I suggest that you snatch your camera out and start taking pictures. Oh, check this out. The flamingo is walking by the lake. It is just the perfect shot. What are you waiting for? Take the picture before they fly away.
Okay.
Right, we will be driving for about 1 hour.
This long?
Moving here is tricky. If you guess or predicate that a certain distance will take 2 hours a ride, then it is 7 hours a ride. And if you think it would take you 7 hours to drive, then it is going to be 11 and so on.
The flats trick you, I guess. But where we are going?
Have you ever dreamt of walking between the clouds, or maybe standing in the sky? Well, my friend, this is a place where your dreams come true. This is Salar de Uyuni, a salt flat that takes the shape of a mirror. Standing in the middle of it feels as if the earth turned into a second sky, or as famously described, when heaven meets earth.
Wow, I can't wait to see it. But how does it happen? Is it because of the weather or what?
You see, you're so lucky. It is now a rainy season for Uyuni. It lasts until March. And during this time, the rains leave a thin layer of water on the salt flat, which turns it into a mirror. And since the clouds are exactly above it, the reflection of heaven happens.
Well, when I searched for this place, I noticed that visitors wear thick outfits. It's not even that cold.
I will tell you the reason. You better be wearing sunglasses and well-covering clothes. Not for the weather, but for the sunlight reflects on the white salt flat, which expose you more to sunlight. You're not going to feel the warm, but it surely harms you.
Sunglasses on.
Here we are.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Amazing, so much. There is no word to describe it.
First time I came here, I felt like I was unleashed. I couldn't imagine that I'll be able to leave this heavenly place behind. It is lovely on its wet seasons, and when no rains are there, you can watch the whole place as white as snow. Except that those crystals are not snow, but salt.
I need to capture this moment. Take my camera. I will go there.
Okay, now say cheese.
Cheese.
It's a good shot. Come and see it. Since it is going to be a wild driving, let me to choose some Spanish words. Do you have a specific sentence you would like to learn?
Yes, I want to see my name. Is Ahmed Maher in Spanish?
Sí. It is. Mi nombre es. Mi nombre es. My name is. Mi nombre es Asma.
Mi nombre es Ahmed Maher.
Okay, good. Here's another one. ¿Cómo estás, mi amigo? It means, how are you, my friend?
¿Cómo estás?
Okay, that was brilliant. Bien hecho, Ahmad.
What does that mean?
Bien hecho means good job. We've reached our next stop. This is Sol de Mañana geothermal field, where you are going to feel like you are on another planet.
Really?
Oh yes, it looks more like a small version of Mars.
You are kidding.
Not at all. Come on, we will see together. This area is about 2 square kilometers. where you can find geysers expelling steam and hot water with so much pressure that the eruptions can reach 50 meters high.
Please, English.
Okay, see. The whole place, those strangely shaped rocks and the ground are caused by the volcanic activities. You may not feel that hot because the weather is cold all the year. Yet, the place is filled with holes where water is boiling and the steam is covering all the area. Look, these are mud spots. The mud inside them keeps boiling and boiling.
The mud comes in colors I have not seen like this before.
Those pink and gray colors of muds, and also the yellow-orange rocks, are created by volcanoes and minerals in the area.
Those boiling muds sound really dangerous.
But to tell the truth, it is one magical face of nature.
This place is more like a wonderland.
There is one last thing you haven't seen.
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
I love your enthusiasm, my friend. Our next stop will be the Terrain Cemetery. Let us pass it by with the car.
That's a lot of people.
Back in the 1880s, this station was connecting Bolivia and Chile together. They used to load these trains with gold and silver they were mining here. Then they send it back to Chile.
Why is that?
Anyway, at the present time, they are nothing but old rusty engines. The mines dried out, so there was no need for the trains anymore.
You know, when we started this tour, I didn't expect it to be this fun.
Well, in case you want to know how to say thank you in Spanish, it's gracias.
Yeah, gracias, Asma. Gracias.
In our last stop, I thought we see the second best scene in Salar de Uyuni, since we started our tour with the best ones. I can proudly leave you with this amazing sunset landscape. The color of the flat has changed from yellow to red, and the flamingos are running around.
It's even more beautiful.
Magnificent and even beyond.
Thank you so much, Asma, for this amazing tour and this amazing stories. I can't wait to go home and tell my friends about the place and especially about the mirror.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure meeting you and showing you around. I wish I could stay longer, but I have a flight to catch.
Where are you going?
Wherever the winds take me. Take care, my friend, and see you around.
والهنا وصلنا لنهاية حلقة النهاردة. كنا معاكم في رحلة لبوليفيا، بلد بتتميز إن هي لسه محافظة على كل العادات والثقافات القديمة اللي كانت موجودة فيها واللي عدى عليها قرون وقرون، وده بيبان من خلال اللغات المتنوعة والأذواق والألوان والرقصات والموسيقى وكل الحاجات الكتيرة اللي موجودة وتشتهر بيها بوليفيا. أتمنى إنه كانت الحلقة دي جميلة ومسلية ليكم، واستمتعت فيها الكتير وتعلمت برضو منها الكتير. لو عجبتك الحلقة ما تنساش تشاركها مع أصحابك وحبايبك وكل اللي حواليك، ولو حابين نروح أي وجهات الفترة الجاية مع بعض ما تنسوش تبعتولنا على البريد الإلكتروني اللي موجود في صندوق الوصف. كنت معاكم أنا أحمد ماهر في التقديم، وزميلتي أسماء أمين، من إعداد لما المحيميد، وفي الهندسة الصوتية ماريا محمد. أشوفكم على خير في رحلة جديدة نلتقي فيها مع بعض. مع السلامة.